The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? End of the line, Joel is there. How are you doing? We have a cucked dad. We get this again and again in cases of shootings of white people. The parents come out bizarrely. I mean, it's so bizarre that this is what led Alex Jones to claim that, you know, some school mass shooting must have been a joke because the parents look like actors or something. Of course, he was wrong in this case, but parents are acting bizarre. They are acting so bizarre. I would expect parents to be enraged at the injustice that they find themselves in front of when a black kid kills their white son. But we don't get this. We get instead the cuckery of I forgive within 24 hours of the news. I forgive, and it was a bad decision. What the fuck are you talking about? A bad decision. So race violence continues in America, and in this particular case, the dad cannot show any sort of offense. Instead, it is the mom that has to come out and say, "I'm not like his dad." So I don't know what's the situation of this family. Are they split? Are they divorced? Is there an internal war between the husband and the wife? But when you have to be the wife to come out publicly on Fox News, she came out on Fox News and says, "No, look, I'm not forgiving like my husband. That's his thing." Boomer dad, too forgiving. I attribute this to low testosterone. It must be that he has low testosterone. The father of Metcalf, who got stabbed in the heart by a black man, just for trying to correct the black man on a problem of etiquette, because the black man was sitting in a tent that was supposed to be reserved for a sports team, and he wanted to explain to him, "You have to move to another tent because this will be the tent for our team. This is the tent for the other team." And the black man was refusing to move. So was he there with a knife with bad intent? Was he there? I believe that Metcalf may have seen in advance, this is a risk. I don't want to let this black man just standing there randomly in a tent that is not from his team. Perrette says, "I live in the area, but I put my daughter in private Catholic school." Okay. To what extent does that work? I'm not sure it works every time, because I think many of these Catholic schools are very cucked too. Russ Chifley sends a super chat. He says, "Hey man, you're in the wrong seat. I'm gonna fucking kill you." Yeah, that's pretty much the interaction, it seems. John Drake says, "It's hilarious. I thought low T as soon as I saw this today." Yeah, I think we have here a manifestation. I mean, you can't have continuously diminishing testosterone for decades, measurably, and people get older and people are on sometimes some special medication that lower testosterone even more. You cannot get this and not eventually see the social phenomena being influenced by it. So here you have a dad who's like, "Oh, you know, forgiveness is important. Oh yeah, I lost a son. Coronal Mass Ejection says private and religious schools still get federal money, so they play the game too. Yeah, that was my fear. I think homeschooling is ultimately the only thing that will survive this. U.S. Senate passes measure to terminate Trump's tariff on Canada. So that came out 2 days ago. I don't know to which extent it will follow up, because I don't know if the House has voted yet, and then you would get potentially a Trump veto of this, and it would go back to the Senate, and I believe you would have to have a super majority in the Senate to cancel the veto rights of the president. So it's not a done deal yet, but it's a possibility that perhaps there are politicians who are interested enough at sparing Canada from the tariff war of Trump. This is every argument between man and woman in all of history.
I'm not a baby. You weren't in the diaper? I'm not a baby, though.
Yes, you were in the diaper.
Well, I'm not a baby.
You're wearing a diaper.
I'm not. Well, I'm not even a baby, though.
But you're wearing a diaper.
You can't say but. That's a bad word.
Well, I didn't say real but. Just pretend.
I love the elementary non-logicalness of her. This will grow into an adult woman who will not have much better of a logical processing capability. So this is how you get delusional adult females. I'm not a baby. Babies wear a diaper. But you're wearing a diaper, but I'm not a baby. End of the Line Joel says, he sends me Molly Tibbetts' father. Yeah, that was another one. Molly Tibbetts killed by an immigrant. And the father being so wanting to neutralize any racial discourse. It's obviously about race. You will never have a black man trying to impose an etiquette standard onto a white man, and the white man overreacting into stabbing the black man in the heart. Literally, that is impossible. Not in history do you have a single example of this. You have example of some stabbings of black male by white males. There's always a justification to it. You may disagree with the justification. Sometimes the man will get in jail still. And sometimes the self-defense defense will not work. But you will never hear of a case where this was ultimately all about a problem of etiquette and respect of others' property. RIP motion capture. China's ByteDance just dropped Dream Actor M1. So now you can take a picture and you can act something, and the AI will have the picture act out your facial expressions.
Well, as well as it could be done. And then I did want it. And now I really want it. And I want to do it well. As well as it could be done.
All right. So we are about to see. So that was Marilyn Monroe. We're about to see various historical characters to be able to be acted out by modern actors. End of the Line Joel says the AI is trained not to reproduce hand rubbing. That would be funny. It's like you do just that gesture and the AI is like, no, no, no. I cannot participate to this reenactment of a plotting Jewish man. Coming up, okay, so this was yesterday. Yesterday, there was no show because I was on the Semiogog channel. Semiogog, Martian Weirdlord, and Kraptos. We discussed the question of Canada, the question of is Canada a real enemy? And yeah, it's bizarre, this Trump war for tariffs, especially against Canada, because ultimately it will deprive his population of low cost. Of course, it will increase the cost of access to certain things on both sides of the border. But in the end, it's self-hurting for what Trump sees as the goal of remanufacturing America. But in the relationship with Canada, the fact is Canada is not stealing much manufacturing from America. Canada is mostly an extraction of resource country. We buy back enormous amounts of manufactured goods from the US. So it's really an imbalance already in how Canada let the US process a lot of its raw materials. New Guy Prime says, crazy Nixon strategy. I don't know. I don't know about the history of Nixon and whether he had done a similar thing. By the way, if you'd like to support the show, use the Streamlabs link below the video. Get to the description. You will see Streamlabs, JFGtonight.com/tip link. My favorite way to receive support for the show are Streamlabs tips. The stabbing of Austin Metcalf. So we have here the person who committed it, Carmelo Anthony. So Austin Metcalf was a young guy who had a twin brother, and this is his father. Austin Metcalf, pictured above, attempted to explain to Anthony that he had to move to another tent. Anthony took it as a provocation and refused, threatening Metcalf. So apparently Anthony has said something along the lines of, try to make me do it and see what happens. And he grabbed for his bag. Of course, you don't want to provoke a black man. In fact, you don't want to be around closer to a black man than anywhere closer than 50 meters. So you certainly don't want to invest your own risks and efforts to educate a black man about property and labeling and etiquette. Metcalf did not back out of his position and is alleged to have attempted to move/grab Anthony, who was basically saying, try to make me move. And so Metcalf took this at the first degree and tried to move Anthony out of the tent. Anthony pulled a knife and stabbed Metcalf in the heart. Metcalf died in the arms of his twin brother, who was also at the event. There was a long history of violence by Anthony, posing in aggressive poses in many pictures that we've seen. He had also been temporarily expelled from the school for bringing a knife. So again, he had that knife again. So these temporary expulsions, they don't work. They don't punish strongly enough. The guy just gets basically a vacation from school. And I was pointing out, this is altruistic punishment. It's punishment that you try to impose at your own cost. So what Metcalf was trying to do here was to teach some degree of white etiquette to Anthony, and he's done so at the risk of his own life. And what I raise as a possibility in that post is possibly Metcalf suspected that he was a risk. You know, here's a guy who's in the tent of the team. The team is soon going to arrive. There's going to be 12 different guys in football suits or whatever, and it's going to be very easy to hurt one of them if this guy has a gun or a knife, so I'm going to go move him. So it's an attempt here at altruistic punishment that turned bad, because altruistic punishment, you invest your own effort and risk to teach someone something or to protect a bunch of other people from that person. Rian says, it's shite per usual, but things are looking up. I'm taking the refugee offer from Afrikaners. So you're an Afrikaner and you're coming in the US? All right. The father of the 17-year-old accused of stabbing Austin McAlf said that his son was a good kid and was not the aggressor.
They made him go away when they were doing CPR on him, but he was there when he was stabbed, and he was holding, I guess, the wound to keep it from... He was trying to save his brother. But I think he said he saw when he took his last breath and before the CPR came back in. So for what I heard, he was unresponsive for 5 minutes. They were able to revive him a little, but I think it was just, it was too little too late.
There was this kid, before I knew his name now, this kid was sitting under our tent at track. We asked him to move. He started getting aggressive and talking reckless. And my brother stepped in and said, you need to move. He's like, make me move. Austin grabbed his backpack. The kid, I tried to whip around as fast as I could, but I didn't see the stab. But then I look at my brother, and I'm not going to talk about the rest. But yeah. That's just what I saw. And I tried to help him, but...
Magister Temple says, there was 3 black dudes in my era of high school. The youngest one of them stabbed someone with a pencil. Very strange. First time for everything locally, huh? Yeah, you... Unfortunately, any number of black people introduces a risk. And so that's why homeschooling becomes the only way you can fully control that there's 0 of them. Here you have the father.
It's very unfortunate that this other child decided to make a bad choice that's going to affect him for the rest of his life. I have compassion for every human being. This is not, I want to make this very clear. This is not a race issue. This is not a-
Obviously, it's a race issue. Obviously. Because the inverse would have never happened. Obviously. It is a race issue.
A black and white issue. I don't want someone stepping up on a soapbox trying to politicize this.
Why? Since it's already political. This black kid was told by the media constantly that he doesn't have to take authority from white people. He doesn't have to... He can be what the inside of his heart tells him to be, the black man that his heart tells him to be. So his violent behavior has been excused again and again by the system at the request of politicians, ultimately, and at the request of the media, and with this whole campaign of acceptability and tolerance. So it is political, absolutely, and it is racial for sure.
I don't appreciate some of the remarks I've seen online.
Well, you don't control us, because sometimes we may have a better objective view of your own situation than you do, because you're just a dad who may be in emotional disruption, although you seem absolutely unfazed. Bizarrely unfazed by the events, but I guess that internally you must be having some degree of emotion, and we can see the reality that you don't, because we are betting in it on the everyday. So we detect statistical effects that you don't, because for you life is your child that was going to his football team, but to us it's event after event. Every day we wake up, there's a black guy who killed a white guy. And ultimately what we're talking about here is white genocide. It is a process by which Populations of black make it impossible to live around them safely, and they evacuate and kick out and evict through fear and murder the white people that live around them. And most of the white people, thankfully, will get away through white flight. But they get away through white flight because they are intimidated into doing so. So we're losing parts of America that are safe. Of course, you can still walk into these parts of America just like you did. And just like you lived around black people. But we are losing more and more parts of America where we can, where we cannot anymore enjoy doing this in safety.
People say there was this fight and there was, they don't know, they weren't there. It's very
doesn't matter that we weren't there. In fact, if anything, it leads to a more objective view to be putting the discussion aside. Because we all know, anyone who's been observing the public space for decades and the criminality of black people, you know that the discussion didn't quite matter exactly. You know that ultimately there is a certain percentage of the black population, and it's a very high percentage, that is due to commit a crime before they even reach 20 years old. And they are due to try to kill someone, and they will put themselves, if needed, in the situations where they can find their victim. This guy was sitting there provocatively against the local rules of the team, knowingly with a knife in his bag. To what extent did he cause this encounter, and to what extent was he looking for trouble? It seems that a mere request at moving has already triggered his desire to use his knife, which he had been carrying before. And you can see all these videos of him with guns and making threats to the camera. The discussion that he had with your child before killing him barely matters, because it didn't cause any of what we're talking about here. He was violent before he met your child. Charles Garrity says, it's tragic that the Back to Africa movement never came to be. Liberia was set up for them. Of course, that's the great drama. It's that not only is it painful to live around them, but they want to live around you, because it's as painful to live among black people for black people. They don't want to live around themselves any more than you do. Austin Metcalf, mother and brother, disagree with Austin's father approach to forgive Carmelo Anthony. So this is the most low-key thing I've ever seen. When you are so low testosterone that your wife and son have to go publicly and disavow your statements. Ouch!
I heard your husband say within hours of this that he forgave this other young man.
Within hours, can you believe this? Within hours of your child dying, I forgive him.
He forgave this other young man, and he got there so quickly. And I honestly don't know that I could. And I just want to see. And I don't know if there's a right or a wrong place to be, especially as quickly as this has happened. Megan, how do you feel on that front today?
I am not like their dad. I am so angry at that boy. It's just not fair. That's all I have.
I understand.
I'd like to say it's forgave, not forgotten, but I'm not at that point yet to forgive that kid for what he did to my brother. Because, you know, 17 years, my best friend, just there in the blink of an eye, I lost him. So I'm not at that point.
I heard your husband.
What is this cuckery of forgiveness? It's so dangerous because it tames white people to be genocidal. That is the problem. If there's too much forgiveness and you end up forgiving basically creatures who could not forgive you. They don't even forgive you for existing. They couldn't forgive you if you attacked them. So you are giving into an asymmetry here, and that asymmetry causes the possibility of white genocide. It makes white people systematically easy prey for killing. That really sucks. This whole story has it evokes to me a memory of American History X. You know, when Derek comes out of his house and he's on an old clip from a camera and the news TV is filming him, and he just learned that his dad had been killed by a black man while trying to put out a fire because his dad was a fireman. And Derek here had the opposite reaction to what we're seeing here. Instead of forgiving, he was like, yeah, it's all about race. Yes, it's all about race, whatever a news item happens in this country. And it's interesting to find in fiction what we cannot find here, prominently cannot find in this story. Charles Garrity says that's a huge part of the issue, if not worst, the blind, naive virtue signaling. Exactly, because all that this does is create more potential victims for the future. The denial of the race reality here, it only opens up to more encounters between more naive white people who don't understand that you cannot educate black people. They don't work the same. They have a different cognition. Any attempt at teaching them something, whether it's rough or not rough, whether it comes from a very tame female elementary school teacher or a footballer who goes kind of rude and kind of rough with him, it's going to be the same outcome. They feel an aggression. In fact, they feel aggression at the idea of intelligence, which is why whenever a black kid happens to be relatively intelligent compared to his family, he gets mocked. A black kid comes back home and has some complex words that he may use, or maybe he subscribed to a school, or maybe he accomplished something that's intellectual and meritocratic in nature, he's gonna get dumped on by his whole family. They're gonna say that he's whitening, they're gonna say that he's teaming up with the white people, they're going to insult him, they're going to claim that he thinks he's better than them. Rock and Diesel says, a good example of a blue pill boomer dad. Absolutely. Well, anyways, because of my theory of twins being, you know, identical twins being part of a single organism, thankfully, Metcalf continues to live through his surviving twin. And so the guy who was killed was just half of an organism, and his brother can now go on and make babies that will have the exact genetic constitutions that Austin Metcalf would have had. So Austin lives on through his brother. What else do we have here? A GoFundMe. Bizarrely, despite the fact that the dad's reaction is leading to a poor welcoming in the public, he still has successfully raised $200,000 on GoFundMe out of a goal of $240,000. I am Jeff Metcalf. My son, Austin Metcalf, was tragically stabbed today at a school track meet. They were not able to save him. He was a bright young man with a great future ahead of him. He was a leader of men. His smile will light up the room. His passion for football was unbelievable. Voted team MVP this past season and carried a 4.0 GPA. He was looking forward to taking his game to the next level. His commitment, dedication, leadership, and sheer grit made him rise to the level of success that he desired. His twin brother, Hunter, pled beside me. We will all remember him for the way he impacted others' lives. I love you forever, son. It's not goodbye. It's see you later. God will take care of us till we meet again. I don't know that I like this GoFundMe because... okay, I understand people who have death, they need time and they need to get away from work sometimes, but this money is very poorly invested if it's not invested at acknowledging the truth. And acknowledging the truth would save much more future lives of white people than basking in self-deception. And the problem here is that giving all that money to this father, who's obviously in denial about the reality of what happened, is not good because it's going to give him some sort of a voice, whether it's whenever he appears publicly, and he will appear publicly to deny reality. And I believe that at much lower cost, a public thinker like me can bring out reality, shine light on reality, the reality of race violence, that will save much more lives than all of this money, which will probably cause further. If he uses this money anyhow to pursue the self-deceptive line that he's been pursuing up to now, it's going to cause the loss of more lives, because you're going to have more white people thinking, oh yeah, I can just hang out around a tent with a weird black guy standing there with a bag, and there should be no danger, right? Well, no, there is. Prout says, when will a parent speak up for an end to black violence? I mean, I don't think that speaking up is what's needed so much as isolation. We must create our own communities and simply ensure that these communities are impenetrable. Unfortunately, the government is actively fighting against this. Supreme Court shuts down activist judge, lets Trump cut $250 million in DEI for training for teachers. The Supreme Court on Friday overruled an activist judge in Boston, allowing the Trump administration to slash $250 million for more than 100 teacher training grants for DEI and other woke programs. In a 5-4 decision, 9 days after the request, the Supremes sided with the Trump administration's emergency request to stay the order. The court order by Judge Myung Jung of the Federal District of Massachusetts, who had ordered the Trump administration to immediately restore the pre-existing status quo prior to the termination. Oh my God, these judges are annoying. But thankfully, we have a case here where the Supreme Court comes to side with the cuts. That's great. Putin envoy in D.C., hails Trump's tariff strategy shift toward economic sovereignty. I would say that today and yesterday we made 3 steps forward on a large number of issues, Dmitriev said after meeting with Steve Witkoff. At this point, we are not asking for any sanction relief. We are just discussing that if America wants to have more business with Russia, then of course U.S. can do so. But it's weird, you know. On the one hand, Trump is putting obstacles to any sort of business with anyone else. And at the same time, we're talking about having more business with Russia. Well, I would welcome more business with Russia, but also more business with any country. And I hope that these tariffs ultimately are a temporary measure, that Trump has some goal that he wants to reach. Because what I see ultimately is an increase of taxation, you know. Trump sells it on the idea that maybe we could eliminate income tax, but we're not eliminating income tax. So in the end, you find yourself paying through your pocket in all directions at the same time. New Guy Prime says more business with Russia is the future. I mean, a big country like this, it's the same thing with Canada. It has an asymmetry in how much it can consume and how much raw material extraction capacity it has. So it has a lot of raw material and oil because you just have the big surface area, but you don't have much of a population to consume it. So you need consumers outside of your country if you're going to be a raw material economy. Just like these Middle Eastern nations that are pumping gas, they rely on there being economic energy outside of their country that they can dip their toes in through the sale of oil. Here's why Trump will win the tariff standoff. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent made it clear in an interview with CNN that the era of trade imbalances is over, and under President Trump, the U.S. will no longer tolerate unfair treatment. Bessent confidently explained the administration's position on tariffs and trade policy, signaling that Trump's economic strategy is deliberate and well thought out. If half of the cars coming into the U.S. are foreign-made, that's hard to turn around overnight, as you know. So what would you say to people in the auto industry who are worried about that timeline and how quickly that could shift? And his answer is, buy American. So yes, ultimately we're talking about a remanufacturization of America. But from the perspective of Canada, America already has much, much control over the manufacturing process. We sell the U.S. mostly raw materials. Democrats activate NGO machine for weekend color revolution operation against Trump. Okay, so I guess they had some funding left over or maybe protected by a judge, and they're going to invest it into a protest map. Ends off 225 website. 2025 website shows that 186 NGOs, unions, and other leftist groups support the mass mobilization effort of crazed leftists. So you're going to have all of these, I guess you're going to see people holding cardboards and slogans. And a final news item for today, there wasn't much happening on the public space. Final news item, I like this. Female fencer expelled for refusing to compete against male opponent. A college female fencer in Maryland refused to compete against an opponent who is a biological male and has been expelled as a result. Stephanie Turner refused to compete, opting to take the knee. I knew what I had to do because USA Fencing had not been listening to women's objections regarding its gender eligibility policy. So see, here we have Trump had signed an order that was making it so that if you allow a biological male to compete, you shouldn't get no federal funding. So I guess that these colleges and these sports organizations are independent of federal funding, or maybe they are not, and maybe they lose their funding soon. I don't know how it works, but there are still bubbles of the sports business that is still very much pro-trans. And yeah, I think that her solution is the right one. I hope that she gets invited at some point to the White House and maybe honored, maybe given a medal for being the true potential winner of this female competition if there hadn't been a male. Rodi Lacid says, other female fencers should have joined in with her. Sad no musketeers were at that event. Yeah, it's kind of a situation of whoever is the one who takes it all. You know, it's a situation of the tragedy of the commons, that a person must fight out of principle, but then the others, they cower out, and they kind of they continue giving credence to the system through their action, through their willingness to engage. If everyone was to say, okay, there's no more female category, we all kneel, and you're not even going to have a fencing event because there's going to be a single fencer and it's going to be your trans person. That would be interesting because that will deprive them of the little show they're trying to organize. Magister Temple says, no longer tolerating unfair treatment, which seemed to be the logical, correct reason to do this tariff thing. If true, truth hurts, and the leeches will be lashing out, of course. John Drake says, the USD is America's export. That's what Trump doesn't get. That's an interesting perspective, but does it really matter if there's USD being used as a unitary basis for trade? Not sure it matters as much as it's made out to be. So I understand the petrodollar stuff and the claim, but I've never been quite convinced that it matters that much. We're kind of moving out of the petrodollar and into the BTC world progressively, and I'm not sure it destabilizes the power of the US. Charles Garrity says, JF is a hero in uniting us together. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And on this Friday, I am tired. This week, I don't know what's happening, but I'm exhausted. I mean, I'm working hard. I have contracts to finish. So I'll be taking a break this weekend again, Saturday, Sunday, and hopefully come back in full energy. Ross Chifley says, you know Trump is on the right track when Ben Shapiro is opposed to it. Yeah, I've seen Benny Boy being very pissed at Trump. I've been extremely happy of the performance of my tweet, The Dangerous Lie of Adolescence. 1 million impression. 1 million. So this is a sign that the fairness machine of Elon Musk still works. You can still talk about a racial subject from the perspective of white people and meme on Twitter. I'm really reassured. I love this because there were 4 years of my life where I was deprived of any sort of memeing. All I could get is 200 guys like you guys are here tonight. That's all I could get in terms of exposure. And now we get more exposure thanks to the fact that Elon's machine is truth-seeking. Even Grok was asked to look at my tweet and confirmed that there was a basis to say that the adolescent character is a whitened version of a black man. I wouldn't ever have believed that in 2025 we would have AI capable of saying a pro-white talking point and acknowledging it and saying, yes, there's support for it. So 1 million impression, very happy about this. And I was talking about the whitening of black knife criminals in the UK, which have been turned into this guy, a high IQ young boy in the series Adolescence. That is it for tonight, boys. What else did I want to talk about? Nothing. So I'll see you all on next Monday, and I'll take a good weekend of rest. I'm gonna go to my bed and just sleep. Bye-bye.